than if he had used it around you?
I just laugh it off. Like I said, man, he's a guy that I'm with more than being with my my own family. So I know what type of guy he is personally.
Did Jonathan break the code of silence? Is he letting things out that should stay in the locker room, in your opinion?
I'm not going to comment on that.
How close were they? I mean, were they good friends, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, they were very good friends. You know, one thing about the offensive line, man, we probably one of the closest groups on the team, you know. One look bad, we all look bad. That's kind of our motto of playing the game.
Did you see any of this coming at all?
No, I never seen any of this coming.
How many times had the lunchroom prank been pulled on you?
Oh, man, several times, man. Everybody get their share, man. That's one thing about the league.
And what's your general reaction when it does happen?
When it happened to me, man, I laughed it off, you know. Guys just get up, and then they come sit back down, and everybody have a good time laughing about it.
Did you notice that something was different about Jonathan last week?
No, I didn't notice anything. Not at all.
Did you feel he needed to be toughened up?
Nah, he don't need to be tough enough. I mean, you play high school football, you play college football, you tough enough. So this the league. You don't have to be tough enough anymore.
Did you ever notice that they were growing apart at all, or their relationship stayed the same the whole time?
I never noticed one change in anything, man. You know, we pretty close group. We joke with each other every single day.
You think there's a line between joking around with the guy and seeing him get upset and that kind of thing?
You know, it's always a line, but at the same time, you don't know how people are mentally, so I really can't comment on that.
Do you find yourself retracking things that have happened or the exchanges, trying to figure out where things went wrong?
You know, that's not my job. You know, I'm just focused on trying to get ready for this Monday night game.
How tough is this in terms of this distraction?
I mean, it's really tough, man. You know, you just got to look at it. We're missing two good football players, man, two guys that we really depend on and two guys that we know we can trust to get the job done.
John, how would you describe the leadership council in this locker room and how they kind of?
You know, we got a great group of guys, man. You know, them guys was elected to be team captains for a reason. You know, everybody voted for them guys, and so then the coaches didn't handpick them. The team picked them.
Would you welcome both guys back?
No question.